You're listening to The Dream Show with Jane Theresa Anderson.
Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Theresa Anderson. And before we go to Julia, who's our caller today, we have had an email from Kim, who asked a question that she'd like us to address. And Kim asked, why do people all over the world have the same recurring dreams? And I guess she was thinking, you know, you often hear people say, oh, I dreamt my teeth fell out, or I was flying, or I dreamt I was chased, or I dreamt I was in the slow-mo, you know, like I just couldn't get anywhere, my legs were heavy. And we do hear these same recurring dreams that people have, but when you look at them very closely, everybody's teeth falling out dream is slightly different. Everybody's being chased dream is slightly different. So what we actually have are very common dream themes. We have the theme all over the world of maybe the dream of flying, or the theme all over the world of maybe being chased in our dreams, but the details are different. So I guess to answer Kim's question slightly more deeply, why do people all over the world tend to dream the same dream themes? And the answer is, we're all human. We all go through similar things in life. We go through similar challenges. We don't all go through the same, not everybody goes through, for example, the challenge of finding a soulmate, or the challenge of, being financially affluent. But we all have different, we all share similar challenges from time to time. And when we share those similar challenges, we tend to picture them in similar ways. And so our dreams tend to picture them in similar ways. So a simple example would be, if you're in a situation where you think, oh, I really can't face this, you know, I'd really rather run and hide. I don't want to face this thing, which is quite a common thing that during most of our lives we come to at some stage or another. We're most likely to dream a dream of running and hiding, because the dream is picturing the feeling of, oh, I'd rather run and hide. And another example would be, you know, there'll be times in most of our lives when the going just seems to get a bit too tough, when everything just seems to be too hard, and there seems to be so much resistance, and we just can't really pick up our feet and get to where we're going. And that's a time when we might then have the very common recurring dream theme of slow-mo. That's where you're in the dream and all of a sudden your legs feel heavy, your arms feel heavy, or maybe the ground turns to mud and the going just gets really tough. So what you picture in your life will often come up as a picture in your dream. And the common scenarios we often, just as human beings all over the world, tend to picture from time to time result in the kind of dreams that we all share. So, Kim, I hope that answers your question. And we're going now to Julia. Hello, Julia.
Hello.
And have you had any exciting dreams recently? Welcome to the show.
Hi. Well, actually, they're not so much exciting and obviously you're already tuning in, reoccurring. I've had two themes throughout my life. One is hiding dreams naturally. The other is flying. And recently I've been doing a lot of breaststroke in the air. Mm-hmm. I jump off the ground and go into the air and do breaststroke. But this week, I have had the same dream three nights in a row. And I have some basic dream interpretation knowledge. So the first night I was like, oh, it makes sense. But three nights in a row is what has really perplexed me.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I would. And you're quite right there, because usually it's quite rare to have the same dream three nights in a row. And as you say, if you interpret a dream, that usually means that you're addressing the issue and therefore you take some action on it. And that would predict that you wouldn't then have the dream recur the next night and the next night. So it does suggest that your interpretation is probably pretty close, but it's probably missing one element. And that's why the dream is recurring. So this is a really good dream to choose, Julia, and we can really get down to it. So yeah, off you go.
So I actually had it two nights in a row, and then I had a nap today and had the same dream. So I was a little bit frustrated, but also realizing the importance of the power of the dream, because I've now had it three times. And I think this is only the second or third time in my life where I've had a dream more than twice. Mm-hmm. So the dream is I'm at a hospital, and somebody is interviewing me, and they're asking me about my ability to work in an emergency ward or work near an emergency ward. And it's an old hospital. there's a hospital, I don't know what the name of it is, there's a hospital in Sydney that's like this. It might be the Queen Victoria or Princess Alexander, I don't know, it's an old hospital. And we're standing out in the courtyard and this woman, who is not a doctor or a nurse, is asking me, so how do you feel about working near an accident and emergency room or an ER? And I'm telling her all of my experience. And she's interviewing me for something, and we never get to the point of what she's interviewing me for. But the dream, each single dream has been about what's your experience and how do you feel being near trauma, accident, emergency, shocking type things.
Mm. And how did, and you felt frustrated in the dream? That was your main feeling?
My main feeling was I was telling her that, A, I was qualified, B, I've been near accident and emergency departments before, and, like, I can really do this. She keeps asking me. The feeling is, yes, frustration, because she's asking the same things. It's not sinking in. Yeah. I'm showing her my resume. Yeah.
Okay, so at the risk of being the irritating interviewer, I just need to ask you a few questions first.
Okay.
Now, I know you're in America at the moment, but you mentioned similar to a hospital in Sydney. You used to live in Sydney, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is where part of the dream made sense to me, but again, perplexing why I had it three times in a row. 20 years ago, I was looking for work. My friend and I had decided to move to Sydney rather foolishly. We had no money. We were looking for jobs. I mean, we were living on nothing. And I did work for a hospital in Sydney. It might have been for a day. It might have been for a couple of weeks. I know it was very short term. And that it's that hospital that is coming into the dream. And I used to live on the Gold Coast in Australia and worked for a private hospital there. And oddly, my office was outside the accident and emergency room. So when I'm telling her in the dream, I'm really okay with this.
Yeah,
I really am okay because I've done it before.
Okay, so there's the two levels in the dream. There's the almost logical level where you actually know even in the dream that, yes, I am qualified for this. You know,
yes.
But then of course there's always in a dream as well as anything that it's linking to, logically from your life, there's always a symbolic element as well. And sometimes when a dream, really relates to something that you have done, like you're saying, okay, it's a hospital dream. It's about working in a hospital. That's working near an emergency. Yes, I've done all those things. Your brain's starting to think logically. That can be when you then, almost overlook the symbolic value of a dream. And to explain that a little bit more deeply, you can take a very big step back from your waking life. You know, we're not talking dreams now. We're talking about when you're awake. And you can say, well, why does one person, you know, move to Sydney and choose to work in a hospital, and another person moves to Sydney and chooses to work as a waiter? You know, another person moves to Sydney and chooses to be an actor or whatever. And the reasons why we go and do the things we do are often symbolic as well. You know, there's often a deeper unconscious
yes.
reason that drives us to make the choices we do and to do the things we want to do. So if you kind of flip that understanding around, you can say that even though your dream appeared to be about, and indeed was about, some aspects of your past, about your work with a hospital, there's also a deeper symbolic level to look at about, yeah, but why hospitals? And why are you dreaming this now? So I'm going to go in at both levels. But I'm going to ask you one more question first. The interviewer in the dream, yeah, you mentioned she, so she was a female. A little bit more description of her age, roughly.
Sure. I need to add the last piece of the puzzle. I actually was asked to interview to be the right-hand person to the head of a hospital where I live in the US. And I went through a whole range of interviews. I got to the reference checking stage and then was informed that they'd decided to go with another candidate. So there's some disappointment around that as well.
Ah, yes.
But oddly, and thank you for bringing that up, the interviewer at the Sydney hospital was very, very similar to the woman who had interviewed me here in the US.
Mm.
She was a little on the large side, short, and both in the interview here in the US and in the dream, I thought she was so inappropriately dressed.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
I thought she should have looked much more businesslike. She was way too casual.
Okay. Now, remember that. Should have looked more businesslike, way too casual, because we're gonna remember that one. We're gonna come back to that. Okay, so if we were to look, we're gonna look at the symbolic level of your dream first. We're gonna do the harder version, because then it makes it easier to relate to the more obvious version. So okay. If you hadn't ever worked in hospitals, if you had no association with hospitals whatsoever, we'd go in at the dream like this and go, here's a dream about working for a hospital, not only a hospital, but in an emergency situation, or very close to an emergency situation. So dreaming about hospitals, well, what's a hospital about? A hospital is a place where you hopefully go to get healed. Can be a place mm-hmm. where you don't get healed. And in an emergency, you go to hospital in an emergency when there is a sudden crisis. You know, you were fine, you were healthy, all of a sudden you were not healthy, you know, you had a heart attack, you got sick, you got in an accident, whatever, and all of a sudden, from being in a really good and healthy situation, you're suddenly in an absolute crisis and have to go to the hospital. And at the hospital, the crisis will be resolved. You will either be mended and be well, and hopefully even better than you were to begin with, or, you know, you might be past your use-by date. So an emergency or a crisis brings out, you know, the real question, which way are you going to go? So if you had no association with hospitals whatsoever, we'd say, okay, when you first had this dream, which was 3 nights ago, and a dream always relates mm-hmm. in the first instance to the day or two before, you were probably in a situation where you were emotionally or mentally or physically in your life in some sense of crisis.
Absolutely.
Okay. So we'll ask you what that was later. We'll keep going with the interpretation. Okay. If you keep that in your mind, we'll see how close we get the rest. So you're in some kind of sense of crisis or emergency, and your dreaming mind is going, right, this is really important, because it's going to go one way or the other. Which way is it going to go? And we're going to bring up all of these things. It's quite interesting in the dream that one of the things the interviewer asked you was, can you cope being near an emergency? Mm-hmm. Because really, you know, if you were working in a hospital and you were close to emergency, you wouldn't exactly be coping. You'd either be doing a job that you do that is not really related to the emergency, but you're in the office next door, or you'd be right in there actually, you know, helping with the emergency. Whereas coping is a kind of word that we use more to reserve for emotionally coping. And we use more to reserve more to use in a day-to-day life when we talk about, you know, are you coping with being on your own? Are you coping with the prospect of whatever it is? You know, it's more a word that we use emotionally. And I guess that was partly the intent in the dream. Can you cope with being near the emergency where people are going to come in looking all, you know, bruised and bloodied and things? So to that extent, the dream is really saying to you, how are you coping with this emotional or physical crisis that you feel in at the moment? This is a question of coping. And as soon as you've got a question of coping, you've really got a question of attitude, you know? Whatever attitude you take is the attitude that's going to help you to not only cope, but to come to terms with or take appropriate action in the crisis situation. So that's part of the dream. And then what the dream then does, and you're in the dream going, yes, I am qualified, I can cope. And in the dream, you're really going, doing everything it takes to convince this other interviewer, who is not convinced at all, to convince her that, yes, you can do this. Now, everyone in a dream at the symbolic level is also an aspect of yourself or your beliefs. So what this means, Julia, is that at some level, there's a part of yourself that doesn't think you can do this. That doesn't, it's going, no, I know you're telling me you can cope with this situation, but you're going to have to convince me more than that. So there's an inner conflict going, yes, I can do it. No, I can. Yes, I can. It's like, oh, no, you can't. And the origin of that, what is essentially a lack of confidence, I guess, that origin is taking you back in your dream to the actual experience that you had in Sydney in your past when you were interviewed by a character that looked like that. So there was something in Sydney when you went through that interview and got that job that actually knocked your confidence, and that is being referenced now. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, no, it makes total sense.
Would you like to, expand on that or make some more comments before we go further? Because we're going to go further.
I was in a very high stress, very high profile job for 5 years. I started being put on all sorts of medications to help me with the stress, and I suppose to help me cope, one of which was high blood pressure meds. And after 5 years, I just realized that I wanted my health and my life back. So in April of this year, I quit my job. I've been given lots of grief about it from people, because in this economy, it doesn't seem like a smart thing to do. Yet I was in such a crisis, I just felt like I had to look after me.
Yes.
So anyway, I did not expect that it would take me this long to find a job. So I find myself in a very similar situation to where I was in Sydney 20 years ago. Oh, my God, what have I done? What am I doing? And where's the next paycheck coming from? How am I going to pay the rent? So I understand the emergency room in the dream to a point, but your interpretations are certainly starting to help me see this a little bit clearer.
Okay, that's fantastic. So we'll take it deeper again. And you mentioned that in both in the dream and the real life interviewer when 20 years ago, you said, in Sydney, the thing that you really noticed about her, both in the dream and in waking life, was that she seemed inappropriately dressed, that she wasn't dressed. You felt she should have been dressed more for business and for, what was the other thing? For business and...
Well, I felt like she was dressed more casually. So, for example, the interpreter or the interviewer that I had here in Denmark, the first time I met her, she had her jacket off and she was eating pizza while interviewing me. And so that energy came across in the dream. Like, she was so cavalier and, oh, I don't know, it was just so inappropriate.
But okay, so she was not only inappropriate and cavalier, but she was also dressed too casually. She wasn't, and I think when you mentioned it like 5 minutes ago, you said she wasn't dressed in business attire. She was dressed casually. So she's casual, not business-like. So what I'm picking up from there, because, you know, unfortunately, all characters in a dream do represent some aspect of ourselves. We'll just put the pizza to one side. you left the job you had, for, as you've described it, all the, you know, 100% good reasons, and thank goodness you're on the path to rescuing your own health and well-being. And you described it as a high stress, it was obviously a very business-like job that you were in. And I guess not everybody will make this connection, but I'm picking up this as a connection for you. So I'm just explaining to everyone else that's listening why this might sound a bit weird. But I think in your mind, there's a difference between business and casual. I think in your mind, you may think from reading the dream that if you're casual or too casual, you can't be in doing serious business, that business is a matter of being not only dressed appropriately, which everyone would agree with, but also being totally sharp and having a business image on all the time, even in the way that you speak and relate. Whereas other thoughts and other people, and there's no right or wrong, but other thoughts and other people might say, yeah, look, it's really important to be dressed sharp and to look serious and to look businesslike. But maybe you can be more casual in the way that you negotiate with people, or more casual in the way that you communicate.
Ooh, I like that.
And then there'll be a third category of people that say, it doesn't matter what you look like. You can be as casual as you like. You can eat pizza in front of anybody. What does it matter if you make money? You know, perhaps that's not the best approach. But I'm picking up from your dream that part of your conflict here may be, look, I would like to, I've been out of work for a while now, and I'm surprised that it's taken me a while to get a job. And so what that really translates is, I'm not completely decided, or I'm not completely confident. I haven't completely resolved my conflicts, and that's why I haven't got a job. I'm in doubt. I'm in hesitation. And so therefore, my unconscious mind is ensuring that I stay in this state till I make up my mind. So my feeling is that you're thinking, okay, I was in a high pressure business-like job. I don't want to go back in that again. I absolutely do not want to be there. Mm-hmm. But what are the alternatives? You know, how can I still have a job where I am, can I be more casual? You know, that's what you want. You want a more casual lifestyle so you don't have to take high blood. Yeah. But then casual in your brain is related to, in your belief system, is related to, well, not being very good at business, not really being qualified. which is what the interview was about, yeah. You know, not being good enough. Yeah. Convince me then, convince me that if you, you know, as the interviewer said in your dream, well, convince me that if you're, you know, that you can still do a good, you know, and so there's that conflict going on. Mm-hmm. So my feeling, were you, when you go back 20 years ago to Sydney, and as your dream said, it's a very old hospital, and no matter how old or young we are, the further back we go in our own personal history, we refer to that as old. So it's an old hospital. This is an old situation for me. When you first went to Sydney, were you pretty casual then?
I was actually.
Did that lead you into any difficulties?
Exaggerated a little bit, really scarred me. Just in terms of, well, actually, my last 8 years has been pretty much like The Devil Wears Prada. Mm.
Which character were you?
So, yeah, I was Emily.
Okay.
But I think I did become a little bit Miranda Priestley in the last 2 years. But, yeah, in Sydney I was definitely, I was definitely more casual. It wasn't so much important to do a good – well, it was important to do a good job, but it was also really important to be friendly, and I think that was part of the Australian cultural thing as well. Mm.
So where was the switch over? Where at what point did casual – looking back, at what point did casual not work out for you? Which point did it cause a problem?
When I came to the States. Mm. Just the way and certainly the work environments that I was in – the way I worked just became a little bit different.
Mm. So this is touching upon some of the things in the dream, some of the issues that might be explaining why at this point in your life you had the dream three times. At this point in your life, you're ready for a healing, you're ready to resolve the crisis, but the question mark is over coping, and the question mark there is over some amount of indecision because of an inner conflict between wanting to do something worthwhile and professional and good, but not wanting to go the American way of having to be, you know, full on or devil wears Prada, and preferring more to be able to find a situation where you can take a more Australian, casual, friendly approach in business and still succeed. So, Julia, I guess I've got two questions. I mean, one is what do you get from that? And the second is, and I'm going to give you a dream alchemy practice later too. And the second question is, where was the difference between your interpretation and our interpretation today? That is,
Jane, sorry, I didn't.
Did you not hear that?
No, I missed the first
That's okay.
question.
The first question was, how, you know, what difference does it make now knowing this interpretation? And I will give you a dream alchemy practice later. And the second question was, what was the difference between your interpretation and our interpretation here today that's made a difference?
Let me go backwards. One, you were way more in depth, and I didn't make, the connection, between the clothing. That's a really huge piece. Sorry, what was the first question?
How different do you feel now? What difference does today's discussion and interpretation make to you?
A lot. I think we bring things into our lives that, you know, if they're obviously not making sense in a dream, get amplified. And I recently saw an interview with an Australian girlfriend who's now living in Canada, and she said she gave up a long time ago being different in her personal life and her work life, and that it was too hard.
Mm.
So between your interpretation, which is basically what she was saying, I think that I need to let go of that business kind of hard-edged way of doing business, and bring in maybe some of more of my Australianness into my work here in the US.
That makes a lot of sense. So it's really bringing in your total authenticity. It's being your authentic self and being able to take that into the business world and use, you know, be Julia in what you choose to do in the world.
Yes.
Yeah. That's absolutely wonderful, and a lesson for us all as well. As a dream alchemy practice, so to reinforce
this. Thank you so much, and I'm betting I won't have that dream again.
I don't think you'll have that dream again at all. So as a dream alchemy practice, what I suggest that you do, seeing as how you've got a little bit of time on your hands before you land this job, because this good job is not going to be far away now you've sorted out the dream, it would be to,
yes.
Let me think about this. To get a poster, like a big piece of paper, and either using your own art or cutting out pictures from magazines and things, create a kind of collage or a poster of who Julia really is, you know, your true authentic self. So it probably doesn't have pizza in it, but you know, the kind of clothes that you either wear when you're feeling just like you, or the kind of clothes that you would like to wear that really, you know, show who you are, the kind of things you do, everything that for you creates a picture of, yeah, that's me. Yeah, that's me. And then put that on the wall and look at it every day, you know, every day for the next month, visualize it, feel it, make sure that you can stand in front of that poster and really totally touch base with your true authentic self. So you're not putting up things there that you would wish for or hope for. This isn't about you for the future. This is about who you really feel that you are in the best possible light. And as you do that, then when you come to, and so when you come to make decisions about applying for jobs or being in any kind of emergency situation, just close your eyes for a second, touch base with your poster, which will then be in your mind's eye, and go, am I coming from, you know, is this the true Julia speaking and feeling my way through this interview here or applying for this job?
That's great.
Okay. Thanks so much, Julia, for sharing your dream. You got it already, haven't you?
Thank you. Yes.
thank you very much. And let us know when you get that job, and let us know some feedback, and I'll either post it on the website or announce it here. Thanks, Julia.
Thank you.
And thanks everyone else for listening to another episode of The Dream Show. You can find out more information about dream interpretation and analysis on my website at www.dream.net.au. We've also got a professional training course up now, which you can have a look at if you're interested in learning how to do deep and meaningful analysis. And for more information, you can also visit www.lifestylepodnetwork.com, where you can find not only our weekly podcast, but other quality podcasts as well. So thanks for joining me today. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson, and I'll see you next week for our next episode of The Dream Show.
If you've had a dream you'd like interpreted on this program, send your email to thedreamshow@lifestylepodnetwork.com. You can also follow Jane on Twitter at twitter.com/DreamSight. The Dream Show is a production of DreamSight Corporation for the Lifestyle Pod Network. You can find more great podcasts like this one at lifestylepodnetwork.com.